Yippee! Yippee! Yippee!
Listen, let's title of this thing. Don't title again.
I'm not alone, baby, and
they do my way. Is it rolling, Bob?
Okay, here we go. Sorry. Friday, May 18th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm at Mouseport, and this is just some qualifying races. All day is qualifying. Although I think there is a race coming up. These would be the Canadian... No, this is not. These are the Pirelli World Challenge GT Practice. So different vehicles for each category, of course. And I've got a beautiful spot. I think so anyway. I mean, it was actually one of the first I found. I pulled into one spot. It wasn't quite level, backed up. Oh, I love that sound. Oh, they are just screaming. And I can see them. I mean, I'm sitting, you know, outside my road track, and I can see this... straight through this bit of a straightaway. They go under a tunnel and then make a turn at corner two, and then they go up to the Quebec corner. Oh, it's such a thrill. Just the noise. Yeah, it's been, I guess, the last time I, for sure I was still in high school, so it might have been 1965. Last time I was here, so we're talking 53 years. That's just incredible. I love it when there's two trying to pass, you know, and they just, you're just hearing them come right up on the other one, right in its tail. Yeah, my uncle used to take me, and he wasn't really my uncle, he was my, we called him Uncle Charlie. He was my dad's best friend for his whole life. A wonderful guy, real character. He'd come up in a Rambler and an Airstream trailer. I got to sleep in the Rambler. First time he brought his wife, his second wife, Mariette, I believe, French-Canadian woman. And then the next time my dad came up and I slept in the Rambler, station wagon with the dog. So I don't want to gush too much, but the thing is, when I left this morning, I left around 11:30. I was questioning, like, why am I doing this? Well, I had already bought the ticket, so I know at the time it seemed a great idea. Just do it, man. And yet, because my wife is leaving for Vancouver tomorrow, I felt a little bad about not seeing her off, getting her to the airport, making it easy for her. Even though we booked her ticket after I'd already bought this one. And then another voice said, well, hey, you know, she's a grown woman. She can get herself to the airport. You know, quit fretting about that. Both of us glad to leave my son alone for a few days. Because we wait on him pretty well. He does the barbecuing and a couple of other chores, but not a whole lot more. So, you know, got in the van near the road trick, and it kept telling me get off the 401. And I'd looked at a map and said, no, go all the way up towards Peterborough on the 401, the 115, and then just backtrack a little. But as soon as I got on the 401, the traffic was slow, and it kept telling me, get off at the next exit. And I kept arguing, no, fuck you, I know where I'm going. Finally, I gave in, reprogrammed it, and I had an absolutely beautiful drive. Ontario backcountry roads, they are wonderful, wonderful roads. And it's full spring, so the trees are just fresh with their leaves. Where I'm looking now, I mean, this is rural Ontario. I mean, you got a racetrack in the middle of it, built in 1961, or opened 61. It's a huge park. you know, this won't be my last time coming back, that's for sure. And anyway, on the way, I was thinking, I really had mixed feelings about it. I thought, suddenly I was wondering why I booked the ticket, and why am I coming alone? Wouldn't it be more fun with a friend, or even my wife, if she was interested? And I couldn't imagine, and for a moment, she would be interested. But as I got closer and closer, you know, the doubt began to wear off, and as I knew would happen, as soon as I arrived, I realized I made the right decision. But it was all that little bit of initial anxiety and, you know, worry about, oh, you know, why'd you do that? And what's the meaning of it? What's the point? Well, hey, it's to see some car races and hear the noise and just join in the excitement. It's great. They've got a paddock area like a beer garden's. $7 a shitty beer, but they got really nice, the Adirondack chairs. Or are they, no, what's that? That's the American term. You know the ones I mean. We have them in cottage country here with a different name. I've been through this before. It's funny. Anyway, sitting, you know, like just facing right at the track, you know, and it's quite nice. And then all kinds of places like, you know, pulled pork and ribs and so on at reasonable prices too. So it's great. I brought food up, but, you know, I may just tempt myself to have a rack of ribs or something like that. Yeah. It's good to be here. I did a little tour of the paddock area and, you know, I didn't get any overpriced souvenir or, you know, $10 for the, you know, the track thing program. But it was neat to see the cars up close. And I'll do a little more exploring probably tomorrow. Anyway, I guess that's it. I just wanted to, I really needed to express that strange feeling of questioning why I was doing this. In fact, I was questioning the whole road trip experience. Like, I'm looking forward, looking into the future about this proposed Atlantic Canada trip, and begin to have a lot of second thoughts simply because I don't have host families lined up. And I'm asking myself, well, why do you want to do that too? Like, what is the point? Is it getting to some place? Is it the driving itself? What is it? Why are you doing this? And it just is a little odd that I'd be asking that. And knowing the answer is, once you're doing it, that is the answer. You know? The question only exists in this vacuum of not doing it. Anyway, enough. Just wanted you to hear some of the noises in the background. And things shut down around 5:30, maybe 6, I don't know, as far as qualifying goes. And then the evening will be kind of nice. It's clear skies right now. There'll be a lot of stars, and it'll be pleasant to sit back and just relax, cook up some food, some snacks. Alrighty, I think I'm going to head off to the viewing spot on the other side of the bridge. Bye for now. Chick, 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 chick. I'm back. Same day, Friday night. Glad I came on a Friday. I saw a lot of people probably pulling in, you know, after supper or after work. Lots of different groupings, you know. Some families, some just buddies. People with older kids riding around on bicycles. I'm very, very glad I came here. There's been a real emotional response to it, too. Thinking back to, if that was 1963, 64, 65, somewhere in there. Who was that 15, 16-year-old kid? What was I feeling then? And it's, I was reflecting on how I could picture the memory, I could see certain things of being here, but I couldn't recall the emotion, the feeling. And, you know, maybe we don't, except for very, very unusual, very unique circumstances, most of the time we just get visual pictures in our memory, but not the real emotional core, unless it was something really bad. God, that would be awful to have to relive a horror from your past. I don't think I have any. I have a lot of embarrassing moments. But no horror that I can recall. I do recall, you know, a couple of times you get scared as a kid. We had, for a while, we had what she had been. I don't think a nanny, maybe a babysitter, I don't know. Seems she was there at nighttime anyway. And I've been literally, you know, so waking up and looking up at her, this face of this stranger looking down on me. Oh my God. And probably being a little bit frightened, but I don't remember. It's just the memory of it. Oh my God, you must have been frightened, but there's no frightened feeling that goes with it. Anyway, I digress, but hey, what else do we do on the Dixon James podcast? I was enjoying, there was a final race, like from 5:40 to 6:10, of a type of cars I'm not even familiar with, but man, did they go. They look really lightweight, and they were sort of seeing the drivers here really want to put on a good show, so they'll get maybe boosted up, somebody will hire them on a higher level or a fancier car, you know. These, you want to make your way up this chain or ladder or whatever. If you've got real talent. So anyway, that was fun. And then the noise, you know, it's one thing for just the practice trials and the time trials. But when they're actually racing and coming right up on each other and just get this incredible roar of engines side by side, it's loud and it's fun. So they start, I think they're maybe the same group, I don't know. At 8 tomorrow morning. No fireworks allowed, but it sounded like a firework. Got a trailer behind me or beside me. A couple of good old boys. I decided I'd keep my distance. Hope my voice isn't carrying. I'm enjoying the music, though. Got a nice beer going. Sitting in my chair outside, of course. Balls Falls Session IPA. You heard it right. Balls Falls. It's a Bench Brewing Company. I'm enjoying it, though. Crafted in the Escarpment. They knew they had a beer going when they knew they'd get a beer going when they saw that name, Balls Falls. What else would it go with? You wouldn't even attach that to a pair of underwear, I mean. Thanks a lot. So, yeah, I just had a little whoop-de-doo. The smallest of amounts. Making my statement like a dog pissing on a tree, you know. Have a little toke, put the smell in the air. Let the people around you know who you are. The spot I've got is just, I love it. And, you know, already, I think, God, next time I come up, I can get this spot. So funny, because it was one of the things that was bothering me on the drive up, you know. Oh my God, what's it going to be like, you know? Don't want to be too close to people. But I'm not far also. I'm in a section where there are showers and washrooms not that far away, which is nice. they were clean at this point, but a lot of people going around. Like, people say that since Canadian Tire took this over, they made a lot of upgrades and improvements, and it looks pretty damn nice. I mean, and it's a fine track. I mean, it's just the shape of it, the turns, you know, you got a big back straightaway, you got the Moss corner hairpin, and then just the sound when they downshift going down the hill and maybe not touch the brakes. You can just sort of see who does and who doesn't. And the race I watched this afternoon, there's just a guy, you know, they wear the helmets and big plexiglass or whatever, something stronger than that, I guess, shields. And there's just a glint coming off. Only one driver, one car. I don't know what it was about it, but every time he made a lap, you just see this glint coming down the hill. It was nice. I had a nice spot. It's been enjoyable. Already in conflict, because there's a vintage race, and the vintage is the one I'd really love to see. The old cars, because I was reading, I was going back to the old races. It's amazing, of course, you know. Get out your cell phone and find out who won what race in 1963. But I was trying to recall some of the old names, and it goes back to listening to Dave and Anthony talk hockey players. And I was saying, yeah, I mean model kits, but add on this piece of going, you know, buying the road and track magazines and everything. And I mean, I never understood any of the technical stuff. I wasn't even interested. I think I liked the pictures. But that was enough. I mean, the Studebaker Avanti, when that came out, that to me was one of the most beautiful things. I just fell in love with the Avanti first time I saw it, and the XKE, you know. But anyway, some of these old races, the names I was coming up with, Pedro Rodriguez and Lorenzo Bandini and Dan Gurney was mentioned in a magazine I picked up. And Jim Hall, Graham Hill, I saw Stirling Moss. He wasn't racing at that point, but he had a team going. And the mix of races, you know, and the biggest thrill when they had the big sedan races, and then they have a big Pontiac Bonneville and a Pontiac GTO, and then a little Mini Cooper, you know, racing, and you know, just screaming around the corners. And I guess I'm thankful to my uncle who just taught me a lot. He said, you know, it's not just, you know, who's first. When you watch a car race, you're watching, okay, what's going on between second and third, or third and this guy in fifth who really wants to get in that pack, you know, and watch the races where they're really racing, not just the lead, which was good. And then he'd give me money for a pit pass. Get a pit pass, go and see what's going on in the pits. I'd go down, and I got all the autographs of those people, like, you know, the Deans I just mentioned, Graham Hill. It was a real thrill. And, of course, I gave them grade 11, my second year grade 11, and just saw how cute little Lorraine Bowman was, and she collected autographs or something, and I just, I guess, trying to impress her, gave her my fucking racing book with all the autographs just to impress her. And I got nothing at her. I think I got a smile and a thank you. I mean, that's as far as it went. But I had fun with her. Like, yeah. Like, I was it was just so stupid. Like, I'd pretend I was going to be a flash photographer, and she'd pose for the picture, and she'd always make a face, and I'd pretend to take the picture. Just something really dumb, because classes are so boring. And she was so cute to go with it, and she'd make a funny face and a hand gesture, and I'd snap the photo. So just, I like to play in high school. I played a lot. I was not a serious student. You can, you know, I knew early on the only way to get through is just trying and have some fun, and I didn't. I mean, it made it a lot easier and a lot more fun. Yeah, so this trip here really has opened up a lot of memories. I was saying about that other vintage race when you're getting to see all these old Triumphs. The ones I loved when I went, they had big Ferraris, big-ass Ferraris, these heavy, noisy V12s. And then Lotus was a big company there. The Lotus 19, the Lotus 23, and I can picture the difference. And a lot of neat cars, experimental cars, you know. It was a neat period. Anyway, we were talking about high school memories. Me saying I can't connect with that kid. I can't even picture him there, you know. I slept in the Rambler station wagon with the dog. Let him, yeah. Let me come up with some other stories tomorrow. Still a lot of memories. Some I've shared, some I haven't. I think I'll just shut down now. I'm getting a bit of a chill going. Got my bed all made up. Very, very cozy in there. And I did okay. For, you know, it's almost, I don't really care if I have a drink or not. I certainly don't come to get drunk, believe me. It's always is for the taste of the whatever it is I'm drinking. It's like the old days of just always, just, you know, you go to Mother's Day camping weekend, the idea is to almost see how drunk you can get, or somebody, and then towards the end, no, it's just more fun to see somebody else getting that drunk. I don't think I will, but fun, bunch of friends sitting around a campfire, the annual Mother's Day camping weekend. We kept it going for 25 years. A few of us died and faded away, but that was, you know, that was, certainly, I put out the word, I said, it was neat, on Mother's Day, Bruce, Barnacle Bill, went through, an old, Dixon Jane zine, and there was one full page, what you call the Mother's Day camping weekend official rules, and he scanned it or took a picture and put it up and sent it to those of us who used to go on this Mother's Day weekend. It was quite neat. First, I didn't get the connection, even realize, hey, it's Mother's Day. And you know, three of the people who would have been at those things of our group are dead. They're gone. John, Richard, and Peter. Anyway, it was a nice connection to that, to the Mother's Day, and so I wrote back. I said, well, maybe we can get in a fall classic, because that was the second one. We started another one a few years later. We'd go up the coast, up the Sunshine Coast somewhere. Mother's Day was very often raining for them, and so part of the deal was stringing up the tarp, and that was in one of the rules about the tarp. Remember, it covers a picnic, supposed to cover the picnic table. Good feelings, good friends, again, so long ago in the past, you know, so far away. Just had a thought, it'd be nice if somebody could edit the entire 683 and counting Dixon Jane's podcast and just edit them down and just pull out little pieces that... That might make something worth reading. That'd be a way to do it. Still hung up on the having to tell the stories. Some grow stronger. The ones with the drugs grow stronger. The one in Mexico, Palenque, like that story never dies, never will die. And the acid in Tangier, that'll never die. I mean, those are good stories. Those are authentic. And for real, you know, hey... Not to brag or sound like I'm bragging, but those are things I'm glad I did. For a wimpy kid, I did a lot. I think I was a wimpy kid. That's how I see myself anyway. Maybe I might not have been as bad as I think, but who knows? It's all gone anyway. Yeah. I got just a little bit of a bit of an evening chill. Not gonna, it's nice sitting outside. I just think I need another layer, that's all. All right, I think I'll shut down now. It's been good talking to you. I've enjoyed this little segment. It's, yeah. Mossport. The Mossport podcast. People would expect to hear people who know a lot about cars talking about Mossport. You wouldn't want to put that in the title because this isn't just about cars, folks. But I think it's more, for most of the people coming here, it's fun. I mean, it's really neat. They got this section with the ribs and stuff. I have the feeling I'll be paying a visit there. Why wouldn't I? Tomorrow night's meal, maybe. Anyway, moon is up. Nice little crescent. And a planet. Should know which one, but I don't. I know I probably asked my iPhone, it would tell me. Well, it can only be a couple. It's high for Venus. So what else would it be? Venus or Mars? It's only going to be either of those, isn't it? So there's another one that we might be able to see. But I always thought Mars was a bit, like you'd see a bit, it would look orange in the sky. It would look at the color different from the anything else. But anyway, apologies for my ignorance, but what the fuck, you're not here, I am. Sales. All right, this time I am shutting down. Thank you for listening. Bye for now. Good morning. As you can hear, the racing has started. It's not quite 8:30. And I just wanted you to hear the sound from inside my road track with the doors or windows closed. Oh, yeah. Woke at 2:30 with the sound of my awning flapping heavily in the wind. And was worried, so I did get up to inspect it. It was solid, the well attached. And none of the poles getting bent or anything, so I left it, came back in, and took a while to get back to sleep. And then woke this morning to the sound of those cars. So I haven't even had my coffee or juice, but I just wanted to let you know what it was like, how cozy it is here. There's a bathroom door, and you can open it and unfold it. It's like a double door, so that it blocks off the front of the car. So rather than block my windows in the front, put the curtains down, I just opened this privacy door. So it makes it like it's a little cabin in the back here, which is kind of nice. And of course my curtains are down here because of my neighbors. I missed the royal wedding. I will talk about that later, I think. Yeah, this is that good feeling of, stretch a little bit, think about your juice and coffee, morning pills. Ooh.
when they downshift, go down that hill and they backfire, it's just great. Ah, I should get out and see the race. All right, that's all. Just a hello, goodbye. Just had to add a P.S. to that last note. I'm sitting up right now and looking out my window, and I can just see there's this one perfect angle of a clearing, and there's a tunnel that goes under the track, and you can see the cars as they go by, this wedge, trailing plumes of water. It rained. I don't know if it's still raining now. The awning held really well. One of the legs, the screw doesn't stay tightened, and it came down with the rain, I guess, just the weight of it. But it's neat because it's draining all the water off. So it's something they tell you to do anyway. But anyway. Oh, there's a truck on the track. I guess there have been accidents, yeah. There's a truck, lights flashing, I guess, to remove a vehicle. When you hear the cars all bunched together, that's not normal. You know, in a very short, within a couple of laps, they're spread out around the track. So that means there's been accidents, or because suddenly you've got a pace car back on, and all the cars are close near and all moving at once. So that is part of the racing, is just the sounds, the listening. Last night, I guess I mentioned the colors. Oh, the beautiful paint jobs. Yeah, there goes the a pace car. So anyway, I haven't even ventured out. I just had my morning pills, and this is the other thing. When you're in a tent and you're camping and it's wet, it's not fun. You know, even if you've got a great fly and your tent is dry, you still got to step outside. Sitting here in a comfortable chair, you know, this is just luxury. God damn it. I know I go on about this, about me becoming friends with Sal and the time it takes. One of the things, I have not yet dumped Sal, and it's sort of like a rite of passage, you know, of the sewage tanks, the black and the gray water, that it's handier if you have two people, because there's a macerator you want to run, and then you got to hold the hose, so it's really a two-man job. But I haven't needed to do that, because number one, I don't poop in the van, and last night... I just thought it was kind of chummy for me to stand by the front wheel and take a piss outside. Sort of, you know. But this little trip to Mossport is just one more of those little adventures, bringing me a little closer to Sal. You know, as if it's an inanimate object, you know, that understands. Of course it's not, but you know what I mean. I'm wanting to feel at one. I'm wanting to feel that degree of comfort and faith. And here I am. I do the battery check, and the batteries are fine. Like, they're down to 3/4 power, but that's because I'm running things, or have been. In fact, I got to make some coffee. But I'm not worried. I know the one thing I did when I got the vehicle, and the battery died a few times, engine battery, and it was just a bad battery, and since I had it replaced, we're good. All right, gee, that might even be the end of that race. What a shame. And there's people around looking a little forlorn, you know, all bundled up with hoods on and umbrellas. I don't know, I better check. I don't know if I have an umbrella. That will go on my list for sure. All right, catch you later. Another full day, and then the beautiful thing about it, if it just is pissing, races get postponed or whatever, sadly. I mean, I am sad that for all the people that this is really spoiling their weekend for. It is nice to have a place to come back to with lights that you can just lie down and read. Scarborough Dude, signing off. Yep, back in the vehicle. Another race has just started, but it's the little Micra cars. Not very exciting. I saw them qualifying yesterday, and this one I can miss. But the one before this, the GT race, was great. And in the rain, man, oh man, it's scary. And then a fog started rolling in. Now, another little secret to appreciating races is stand close to people who are who know what's going on. I was with a huddle of men. A huddle? Is that right? I don't know. Anyway, under a little tarp where they were selling coffee. And they knew the drivers, and they were going back to, like, it's like they come here for every race, every year. And they weren't bullshit artists. They were connected to the industry somehow, and they were a lot of inside information. But one of them was making a point when the fly, it was such a beautiful little quote to the effect of when one flag station can't see the next one over, that's when they call the race. Because there's marshals at every corner, all along the track, right? And they have to, if it's a green flag, a red flag, whatever, going up, a yellow flag, caution, they have to be able to signal each other. So wherever it starts, it has to be the next one, has to send it to the next one. Old style. Anyway, just lots of little stuff. They were talking about the cars. So within the cars, there was a Mazda, there was a Ferrari, which didn't do very well. There was a little Austin Mini, or Mini Cooper, not an Austin, Mini Cooper, which is great. It didn't finish the race, so I'm afraid it packed up or something. Rolled, maybe. But against the real race for the front runners was between Porsche and Hondas. Now, of course, it's not very interesting if you're not watching it, but it's just, I enjoyed it. It was exciting to see this mixed bag of the GT class racers. Anyway, the rain has lessened. We still have all of tomorrow, and we're hoping it's going to be clear. Still wet out, but it's just a great place to be. And I got my microwave working again, so I've just made myself a coffee. I'm going to sit here. I've made use of the plumbing facilities that the track provides. Very nice, very clean. Even have showers, but don't need that yet. And I will carry on with the day. So there you go. Bye, bye, and back soon. Yeah, I just forgot to mention the guys beside me who played the music late into the night. And then one of them, I saw some crazy hour drive up in that little scooter. I mean, they had to have been drunk. This little Jeep-type thing driving up. And then I just noticed when I passed their great big old, I don't even know what you call them, bus-style motorhome, Class A, I guess, had an Afghan vet posted on the back of it. So that may explain something. There's a flag I don't understand, and I'm going to have to ask him about waving in the front. But it's just like one of them was super drunk and talking about sales, and I just, oh my God, I did not want to get involved. But now I'm a little more intrigued to find out maybe what their story is, so we'll see how it goes tonight. Again, I don't know if I mentioned that I was foolishly forgot to bring. I didn't forget to bring. I chose not to bring firewood. I hadn't pictured it properly, and I didn't picture a spot. And now I see on the grass, they've got dug just tiny little pits, and all they've put is a few rocks to indicate, you know, this is where you could build a little fire. And people are just building little fires. There's no big grate or anything else. You can't cook on them. But they're all, you know, in front of each little spot, just, you know, all over the place. So I know there's people a couple of trailers down and a big blazing going. I was tempted to join them, but
You can go over and you just don't know. I mean, some people out there are just plain boring. You just don't want to get involved. And I would imagine there'd be a lot of people out there who wouldn't particularly like me if they knew my values or where I'm coming from. So you got to choose carefully. And sometimes it's just safer and maybe nicer just sticking to yourself. All right. Got to finish my coffee. It's a jar of Nescafe that has got to be minimum 5 years old. Minimum. Like, hadn't been used in the past 5 years. Maybe go back a lot. Maybe could be 10 years old. But it's okay. It's hot. It's black. That's all I need to take the chill off. Catch you again.
But Dorn, here he is in car number one as he comes to the line. I think, sure, if in the fog here, we can't see the flagger stand from our position. But I'm not sure if that was white flag or checkered flag that just came out there at the line. Looks like they're still racing, so I anticipate that might have been the white flag that was out there at the line. So that was the white flag, I think, that just got out there. Bedard in car number one. No, I think that is it. That was checker as we got lost in the fog there trying to pick up what was happening on that flagger stand. So indeed, Bedard in car number one takes the win. The margin of victory, 5.017 seconds over the 11 of Norman Boyer. Kevin King comes home in third. The 00 of Jake Exton is fourth. Fifth will be 73 Peter Dick. Sixth, number 28, Frederick Bernier. Seventh, Michael Habrich in car 88. Eighth is the number 80 of Eddie Wong, the Alta Nissan Group entry. Then Mike Ogren in car number 17 and ninth. And Austin Riley in car number 20. Rounds out the top 10. So, Philippe, it looks like podium-wise, Bedard, of course, a dominating performance, finishing third overall. Kevin King, he'll pick up a third place, and Norman Boyer, as he finishes second there, and then he's going to go right back up for the podium for the top three senior class drivers. Absolutely outstanding, and there's no replacement for experience, and as we said before start, Norman Boyer has got lots of experience here at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. 65 years young, and he went out there and did an outstanding job. But what a fight he had with Kevin King.
What a fight, exactly, between Norman Boyer, very experienced driver, and Kevin King, a young driver, promising driver. Of course, he will finish third, and also Michael Abrech.
Opening race of the weekend earlier this morning. We'll have the third race for the Radical Cup North America Series. They raced here at the end of the day yesterday in the dry, and then were the first of the classes to test the wet track conditions this morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock. We'll have the Pirelli World Challenge GTS Race 2 in the morning, followed by the second of the Ultra 94 Porsche GT3 Cup Challenge races in the morning to take us to about 12 noon and the lunch break. And then, of course, the Clarington 200 NASCAR Pinty Series race, 51 laps is what they will run here tomorrow afternoon, and our feature race on the Sunday. How many scheduled pit stops for tires, fuel in 51 laps here?
If all goes well, they'll stop once for fuel and tires. They definitely need to stop for fuel. We've seen in the past Anthony Simone has run the race without taking on tires. I believe he did that to a podium finish. He might have finished fourth in that event. But it has been attempted. But generally, the winning strategy is to pit right around lap 15. Then you can go the distance on fuel, put tires on at that point. We'll see teams make multiple pit stops, but quite often it's a one-stop venture. Is the winning.
Here come the Porsches. You hear some real motor sound.
Here's it.
spot, corner number two. They're coming off a bit of a short street and then down into this curve, like, and then heading up a little bit of a straightway and then onto French corner or number three, French curve, whatever. It's just exciting. I'm nowhere near the back straight. To me, that's not as exciting. This, when they have to break for a corner, is great. These are all the same style of car. I mean, they're all the Porsche GTs. It's one class of race just for them. It's all about the drivers in this case. Here they come again. Track. I mean, they're going to be lapping the other guys in no time. Is going to be more my kind of race because it's a mix of cars. You got BMWs, Mercedes, Ferraris. I think there's a Maserati, maybe even a Bentley. A mixed field. And I don't know any of the drivers at all. But I know just from the warm-up lap, each of the cars sounds different, and that's when it's fun too. So hang on, here they come behind the pace car. So they're not racing yet; they're just getting a couple of laps in. Haven't started yet, but here they come. Listen to the different sounds if you can. Those are hot cars. And again, they're not racing yet. They're still following the pace car, but this is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. Same corner too, but just move down a bit so I have a better view of the curve. There goes the leader and the back straight heading up to French curve, and it's amazing because you can see cars overtaking. There's been an incredible race between there it goes, a Ferrari trying to get third spot away from a Porsche, and he finally did it. And you can actually see, you look up the hill and you can see where he takes him out on that corner, and then the next time around the Porsche just cuts off and takes him out. And it's just been an incredible race. The rain has stopped, the fog has lifted, and this is some fine GT racing here. You know, with these, you got the a lot of fast, very groovy looking cars. So I'm thrilled. Almost there, almost cried watching the Ferrari. Everybody was cheering. Everybody wants Ferrari to beat Porsche. Favorite. But that's the trick. When you're not just looking for who's in first place, but you know, where's the battle for third or even further back in the track. Yeah, and one of the things my uncle taught me. All right, we're good. There goes the winner, Mercedes. Second. Ferrari that took third. Beautiful. Race is finished. That was a good one. These are the NASCAR-type cars out there for qualifying. Very noisy. We're in a different section, close to the pits. Music going so they can sell beer at $7 a bottle of crap beer. Except it's not an oval track. prefer the Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Audis and Mercedes. I love the noise. This is one that was postponed earlier because of the rain and fog, and they're running it now, and these are these machines you can buy, like street machines, except they've just been modified and made safer, and fancy tires. So you got your Maseratis here, and oh, they're beautiful. These guys are racing balls out, like they're really close to each other. Incredible. Like, that was five cars came in a bunch, and now they make their way up the hill and across that, that top corner where they sometimes overtake each other. And always somebody coming up the rear. I got my nice little racing chair out. I got a little table on the side, holder for my beer, my bag of chips, and my beef jerky. I'm all set. Doesn't get better than this. I like about Mossport too, unlike provincial parks where the government has a heavy hand, is you can drink anywhere. And people do. They just don't want you bringing glass. But you've seen people of all ages, cans of beer, anywhere you want. It's just that kind of weekend. Probably one of the last holdouts for cigarette smokers, too. Although I see a lot of vape people. Good fun. Sorry, this is going to be a bit of a choppy podcast. These are just, I'm just going to put in all these clips as I enjoy myself. Yeah, one more thing that I've just noticed for the first time ever. All the cars seem to have like LCD lights set up on the side of the car, and there goes number one. And this would be their position in the race. I've never seen that. Didn't see it in any of the other cars. And here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, it's amazing. I guess back at the start-finish line, they know the position of each car, and I guess they just sort of put that out there. It's very neat. These are not the painted numbers of the number of the car. This is the position.
That is so cool. It's, you know, another little 11, 12, 14, 13. Oh, 14, 13, just switch places. It's a great feature. I love it. And 21.